PRI, Public Radio International.
It's the sacred and the profane from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, known as much for his billiard playing and colorful use of the language as for his Requiem Mass. A Mozart festival in Pittsburgh with music director Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Mendelssohn Choir will join in with soloists baritone Lucas Meacham and soprano Sunhae Im. Weaving 22 Mozart masterpieces together is Don Marinelli of Carnegie Mellon University, who appears in the roles of Mozart's father Leopold, Franz Joseph Haydn, Mozart's wife Constanze, composer Antonio Salieri, and librettists Lorenzo da Ponte and Emanuel Schikaneder. I'm Jim Cunningham, appearing in this festival as a radio announcer. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Our first half is sacred music, including the Great Mass in C minor, which provides the Kyrie and Laudamus Te. We'll hear Laudate Dominum from the Solemn Vespers, Alleluia from Exultate Jubilate, Ave Verum Corpus, and selections from the Requiem. On the second half of this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, operatic highlights from Don Giovanni, The Marriage of Figaro, and The Magic Flutes. Don Marinelli is the founder of Carnegie Mellon University's Entertainment Technology Center, and he's a drama faculty mainstay at CMU. He appears on stage first as Mozart's father Leopold. We'll hear the Kyrie and Laudamus Te from the Great Mass in C minor. Betsy Burley has prepared the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
As a child and a boy, you were serious rather than childish. And when you sat at the clavier or otherwise intent on music, no one dared to have the slightest jest with you. Why, even your expression was so solemn that, observing the early blossoming of your talent and your ever grave and thoughtful little face, many discovering people doubted whether your life would be a long one.
Thank you.
My dear son Joseph, you asked me about taking into your service the young Salzburger, Mozart, I believe. Well, I cannot think what as, for I do not believe you have need of a composer or other useless persons. But if it would give you pleasure, I would not hinder you. What I do say is that you do not hinder yourself with unproductive people or give titles to people of that sort. If in your service, this debases the service when they go around the world like beggars. Furthermore, I hear he has a large family.
Thank you.
The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Manfred Honeck. You heard two selections from the Mass in C minor known as the Great Mass, Kirchhoff 427 by Mozart. We heard the Kyrie and Laudamus Te. The soprano soloist was Sunhae Im. Don Marinelli returns to the stage and we'll hear the Laudate Dominum in the Solemn Vespers by Mozart.
Mozart, your work really is ingenious. It's quality work. There are just too many notes, that's all. Just cut a few and it will be perfect.
Laudate Dominum from the Solemn Vespers by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Kirchhoff 339. Sunhae Im was the soprano soloist with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Franz Josef Haydn is on stage now to introduce the Alleluia from Exultate Jubilate.
Before God, and as an honest man, I tell you that Mozart is the greatest composer known to me, either in person or by name. He has taste and the most profound knowledge of musical composition. If only I could impress Mozart's inimitable works upon the soul of every friend of music, and the souls of high personages in particular, as deeply, with the same musical understanding und with the same deep feeling as I understand and feel them, nations would vie with each other to possess such a jewel.
Sunhae Im sang the Alleluia from Exultate Jubilate, Kirschel 165, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Manfred Honeck, music director. Don Marinelli appeared as Franz Josef Haydn. He's returned to the stage as Antonio Salieri.
No corrections of any kind. Not one. He had simply written down music already finished in his head, page after page, as if he was just taking dictation. And music, finished as no music is finished. Displace one note, and there would be diminishment. Displace one phrase, and the structure would fall. Amazing.
the Ave Verum Corpus, music by Mozart, sung by the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Our conductor, Manfred Honeck, the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Don Marinelli appeared as composer Antonio Salieri. The Requiem in D minor is represented next with three selections, the Dies Irae, Confutatus, and Lacrimosa, sung by the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh.
Mozart, you are the most worthless fellow I know. No one has treated me as poorly as you have. I advise you to leave today, or I shall write to Salzburg to stop your pay. You are a scoundrel, a lousy rogue, a cretin. May he leave. I do not need him. Under the page, it looked nothing. But this was no composition by a performing monkey. This was music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing. It seemed to me I was hearing the very voice of God.
The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Betsy Burleigh, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. You heard music from the Requiem in D minor, Kerschel 626, the Lacrimosa, preceded by Confutatus and the Dies Irae. Don Marinelli appeared as the Emperor Joseph II. We also heard Don on the first half as composer Antonio Salieri and as Mozart's father, Leopold. The first half of our Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast began with music from the Great Mass in C minor, followed by Laudate Dominum from the Vespers, sung by the Mendelssohn Choir and Sunghae Im, who also sang the Alleluia from Exultate Jubilate. Then the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh sang Ave Verum Corpus, and we heard from the Requiem in D minor, Dies Irae, Confutatus, and Lacrimosa. You're listening to a Mozart festival from Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. We'll hear from Mozart's operatic catalog in just a moment. I'm Jim Cunningham. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel and the WQED.org website. For the Pittsburgh Concert Channel, look for Listen Now. And each individual concert is available on demand. Take a moment. I hope you'll write. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet, it's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light without disturbing your seatmate. The Pittsburgh Symphony was the first American orchestra to perform at the Vatican in January of 2004 for the late Pope John Paul II. It was part of the Pontiff's Silver Jubilee celebration. How did I know that? I have the history of the Pittsburgh Symphony along with the radio guide. With the list of concerts in the series, you'll find photographs of some of our soloists and members of the Pittsburgh Symphony. There's Manfred Honeck's biography and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You hear the Pittsburgh Symphony on PRI, Public Radio International.